So if you could begin by introducing yourselves and letting us know where you are in the teaching universe, and then we can start our quick chat.
Great. So my name is Jess Legacy. I am a multidisciplinary instructor at Red Deer Polytechnic in our multidisciplinary degree program.
And I'm Jay Wilson. I'm a faculty member at the University of Saskatchewan in the Curriculum Studies Department, and I'm currently the principal of the USASC Prince Albert campus.
You've had a chance to probably hear a keynote. You've likely attended a session. What's percolating for you both most? What's percolating most right now about the experience, what you've heard, what you've seen, what you might be feeling?
Well, I think for me, something that I've been thinking about over the last few years that I've started to pursue interest in SODL is the legitimization of teaching in higher education has actually kind of been contested. I think that in a lot of higher institutions, the focus has been primarily on research, and so the sort of argument is if you're a good researcher in your discipline, then you can probably transfer that knowledge. But really, the teaching, the act of teaching, is so much different than the act of, you know, innovating. But that when we look at those two things together, it really is eye-opening. And I really love what Sarah said last night about how SODL skills and abilities transfer to leadership, because I think that's really the crux of what SODL is. It's leading how we teach into a new, I don't want to say a new era, but into a new area of legitimization.
Thank you, Jess. Jay, what's percolating for you?
Well, I'll pick up on that thread of leadership, because that's kind of the lens that I've been thrust into as someone who just wanted to be a teacher, not just, but in post-secondary. And I would see myself as a Gen Zero person in terms of SODL. I've been doing this for a long time, and yeah, I see SODL. And so I feel really comfortable in my institution, in my career. I've been able to leverage research and teaching into a full professorship with a lot of heartache and heartbreak and pushback, but I had to break through because I thought of the other people who were coming up behind me who wanted to do this kind of work, but it wasn't seen as valued at my university. And I can remember a comment the first time I went for full professor that said, Jay is recognized as an international scholar in the area of teaching research, but that wasn't enough to satisfy the requirements, and that just stuck in my craw. I bring that up all the time, but it was a motivation to continue to press forward and to get to that ultimate goal. But now, because I'm leading organizations, I've been in a variety of senior leadership roles, I think it's really important to, as was mentioned, the keynote last night, taking Peter Felton's work, which I've used for a long time, and then layering it over the notion of that's a great way to just to be an effective leader. So it's like the Swiss Army knife, and I just pulled out a spoon or a corkscrew last night that I hadn't thought about before, and it really solidifies the work that I'm already doing as a researcher, but means that I don't have to reinvent myself as a leader, and that is there's great, great comfort in that.
I imagine you were like a lot of people during Sarah Bunnell's keynote, just really nodding and understanding that there are direct relationships between the fundamentals and principles of good SODL scholarship and good leadership. So I'm really glad that you captured that. Final question. When you're at a conference like this, I don't know if it's your first, this particular one, but what's the vibe for you? When you are with, you know, the kind of folks that are drawn to a symposium such as this one?
I would say that in many other conferences that are discipline specific, you kind of dread that this is more of a comment than a question from your audience. Here, I embrace the comments. I love the comments because we really are collaborating, I think, at this symposium and in the spirit of SODL. And so for me, that's the most exciting part, is the conversations that get to come in those sort of 10 minutes after the presentation. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always say when I come to this conference, I'm with my people. And my people may be nurses, and they may be engineers, they may be dentists, they may come from a range of different professions and disciplines, but we all are connected, and that allows us to drop whatever facade we might have, because when you go to those disciplines specifically, it's like, oh, look who's the keynote, like, and the seas part, and they walk in with their entourage and their robes and whatnot, whereas here, you have a chance to interact with everyone at a level that is really... it changes who you are as an instructor, even if you are not a new instructor. For myself, when I leave this, I feel really emboldened and rejuvenated as a result of the conversations I have. And I like to bring people from those discipline-specific areas and do research with them and bring them here. And we have those conversations after a presentation. They say, no one in the back said, your methodology is flawed. Or they, you know, shouting out at you, things like that. And they really start to see what a lot of us have recognized in the area of SODL, is that it's a very open, welcoming community, family. And we use language and we interact with people in ways that you don't see at a lot of academic conferences.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.